Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to What's On Your Mind podcast with me, Michelle. If this is the first time you listen to this podcast, hi, I want to welcome you and I'm so happy that you're here. So this morning, I FaceTime my parents. I just want to check in with them, see how they're doing because I don't live with my parents and my parents pretty much live on the other side of the globe. And you know, I just want to make sure that they're okay and it's nice to hear from them. So let this be a reminder for you to call your parents if you don't live with your parents, because sometimes we are so busy growing up that we forget that our parents are growing old too. So take this moment to, you know, send your parents a little text or call them when you can to let them know that you care for them and you love them. And, you know, just checking in with each other at this time, really encouragement is the least we can do for each other. All right. So today I have a very special guest. I have Kenzie Elizabeth here with me. Well, not here physically because we practice social distancing, but we record it through Skype and thank goodness for technology, am I right? So Kenzie is a lifestyle YouTuber slash influencer slash podcaster. Her YouTube channel has 370,000 subscribers, which is mind-blowing for me. And her podcast called I Love You So Much with Kenzie Elizabeth is one of my favorite podcasts to listen to. So all in all, I am so excited to have her here on the podcast with me. She shared with us her experience being a YouTuber, her tips on tackling the feeling of loneliness, and what she does during this quarantine time. Just a quick little disclaimer though, the audio is not the best because I am still trying to figure out how to do this virtually. And I still need to find out what's the best software to use to record virtually. So if you guys have any suggestion or recommendation, just, you know, DM me on Instagram at MichelleHR or at What's On Your Mind podcast. But overall, honestly, this is a great content and I am so excited for you guys to listen to it. So without further ado, let's just get into the episode. Welcome to What's On Your Mind podcast with me, Michelle. Here we're going to talk about everything that's on your mind, things that are keeping you up at 2 a.m. in the morning, or random thoughts that you're having when you're in the shower. You will laugh or cry, but at least it's spoken and it's not just buried inside your mind. Hey guys, welcome back to What's On Your Mind podcast. Today I have a very special guest. I have Kenzie Elizabeth here. Kenzie, thank you so much for being here. I am so excited to have you on the podcast.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me. I'm honored. I love doing other people's podcasts. It's so much more fun for me.
All right, before we start, do you want to tell everyone a little bit about yourself? You know, like a quick elevator pitch or like a 1 minute bio kind of thing?
Yeah, so I am 22. I started my YouTube channel when I was 15, about to be 16. I ended up moving out to LA when I was 17, finished high school out there, and then online, I graduated early. I didn't really finish high school out there. And then I went to college in LA. I am graduating now. I just got a house in Texas. I still have a place in LA for like a little bit longer. I have a podcast. So basically I'm a lifestyle YouTube and podcaster.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I didn't find you through YouTube. I actually found you through your podcast.
That is actually so cool. I think it's so funny when people find my podcast because like, I don't know, I don't ever just go listen to random podcasts. I think I have to like see it before I commit because it's such a commitment. They're like long form episodes, you know? But yeah, that's so cool.
I'm obsessed with it. I listen to it every week.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Okay. Just like your hot seat question, I have like icebreaker questions for you just for you to get comfortable talking to me and loosen up a little bit. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. First question, I absolutely stole it from your podcast. You probably know what it is. Best purchase you've made under $100 in the last 6 months.
Okay. Can I look at my Amazon? I've made so many Amazon orders recently. I mean, I have a few. Can I give like three? I never get to answer this question. I feel really cool. Okay. The first thing I got, oh my gosh. Okay. So I'm obsessed with my Barefoot Dreams blankets. That's what I like live in. They're really expensive. Normally I think they're like $180 blanket, ridiculous. But my hack, since I made that purchase, I realized that you can get them at Nordstrom Rack for $50 and they're the same blanket. So that's been one. I think I have like six in my house now. I'm obsessed with them. I also just bought Barefoot Dreams socks, which those have not arrived yet. And then, I got this new diffuser that is over 100, but it was on sale for under 100, and it's like really nice, and that was really great. So those are my best.
That's ones. So cool. Okay, I'm gonna share my best purchase. Have you heard like Sumo oranges?
Mm-mm.
I pray to people about this. I love this so much. It's oranges. It's like an orange, but there's like a little notch on top, so it's easy to peel. It's so sweet. It's seedless. Oh, no. I mean, I am obsessed with it. I talk to like strangers about it. It's a little bit pricier. If you go to Trader Joe's, they sell it for like $2 an orange. It's worth every penny. So you should try it out.
Yeah, I think I actually have to venture out to the grocery store today. So I actually will grab that. I buy everything that people tell me. Like, I'm like, okay, sounds good. Like, I'm like, okay, cool, perfect.
Like, for real, you need to try it because they only sell it in the spring and summertime. Okay, second question. What's your go-to Starbucks order? I know you go to Starbucks a lot, but like, what do you normally get?
I love Starbucks. Lately it's been a double shot over ice with coconut milk and toffee nut, no classic. I am not the person who normally has a really complicated order, but my like best friend since I was 10, I have always wondered how she found all these Starbucks orders, and she recently told me she just goes on Twitter and looks at Twitter threads and tries out random drinks. So
really?
She finds these really random drink orders and then is obsessed with them, and then she will literally make anyone be obsessed with anything. Like, she's had this talent her entire life. So I've been getting that a lot lately. It's a little bit extra when I order it because I'm normally not that person, but I've had to get over it because it's a really good
thing. I have to try that out. Honestly, I always get the same thing over and over again. I kind of get tired of it, but I will try that out. Okay.
Yeah, it's really
the
cool.
Last question is probably going to be my favorite out of the three that I asked you. What's the story behind your dog's name?
Okay, I actually have a good story for this. So my dog's name is Coconut. She is a Morkie. She's like actually digging in her bed right now. I don't know what she's doing. She's a Maltese Yorkie. She's just white and small, kind of fluffy, but I normally keep her hair short. Trying to give you guys a visual. Okay, so I was obsessed with American Girl Dog growing up. Like, obsessed, right? And my mom, up until I was in like fifth grade, wouldn't let me get a dog, or wouldn't let me and my siblings get a dog. And now she's obsessed with our dog, but that's another story. For the longest time, I couldn't have a dog. And she would always be like, this is your dog. And the American Girl Doll dog was Coconut. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to name my dog Coconut because it can still be Coco, whatever. And it's funny. Like, no one does that. So that's it. And honestly, it's kind of funny because when Coco was a puppy, I had really no idea what she was going to look like when she got older. I had no idea how big she would be. I had a kind of idea, but she ended up growing up and looking just like the dog. So she's named after the American Girl Doll dog. Like, I randomly picked that out and I was like, I don't think I'm that creative. Like, it's such an odd dog name, you know.
I have a dog too. I named my dog Hazel from Hazelnut because I love my hazelnut coffee. So I call him Hazel.
Well, I wouldn't assume that there was like a cute story behind it. Like, that's really cute. I would just be like, oh, Hazel's like a really great name. Like, Coconut is just bizarre, you know?
Yeah. Well, I love my coffee. Like, I always get hazelnut coffee from everywhere. And I want to name him Hazelnut, but like, it's kind of long to call him Hazelnut every time. So I call him Hazel, and he's kind of like brown. Aww. With like white spots. So it's just like perfect for like my coffee color kind of thing.
Yeah, that's actually really cute. I like hazelnut coffee too, though. It's really good.
Yeah. Okay. So today I want to talk to you about, you know, your whole experience being a YouTuber, living and growing up alone in LA. Although I know you moved to Dallas now, but you still live by yourself, right?
Yeah, I still live by myself. I lived in LA for like 4.5 years, and I still kind of live in LA right now. I'm kind of splitting time. I was actually supposed to be there all of April, but obviously with everything going on, I'm in Texas all of April. I mean, I'm probably not leaving my house all of April. But yeah, anyways, I still do live by myself.
Okay, yeah. So pretty much how your experiences and like living by yourself kind of shape you as a person. So to start that, when did you start your YouTube channel and how did you decide to start your YouTube channel?
I really started my channel, I don't know why I can't speak today, the summer going into my sophomore year of high school. And that was the summer I turned 16. So like, some of my first videos, it was like my 16th birthday vlog, like getting my car, my license, all of that stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I started then. It kind of grew over time. Actually, the videos that are still, like, the most requested, like, I literally just posted a morning routine this morning, a morning routine of mine. I think it got over, like, 1 million views or something like that. And so that, especially at that time for getting 1 million views, it kind of grew my channel. Yeah. So it was my senior year of high school, and I only had about, I think I had 3 credits left to graduate high school. So I was kind of wasting my time if I stayed there because I would just have to take filler classes. The real, also another reason that was really helpful is basically we were deciding if I was going to move out to LA my senior year and just graduate online and start working more with YouTube because like all the teams are out there, YouTube's out there. It was just a lot easier, especially at that time, to kind of do YouTube. You can do YouTube anywhere, but at this time, everyone thought they had to move to LA. And
right.
I also just wanted to move. So we realized the school that I was going to, if I got in-state tuition, so if I lived there for a year, had a license there for a year, my right. tuition would be $1,000 a year versus $18,000. So I
Wow, that is crazy.
I know. Isn't that so crazy? So I actually kind of saved money-ish. Like, so we decided, like my parents and I decided that I was just going to move out my senior year, graduate online. I started college classes. I would take some in person, some online. Mostly I took online. And then a few years later, that's when I started my podcast. And then I ended up going to like a physical school. But yeah, I don't know if I answered your question, but yeah.
You did. Was it hard growing up in the eyes of public? I mean, you have your YouTube channel since you were in high school. So I can't even imagine how that affect you. And like, were you like overly cautious of what stuff you're posting and all that? Because your friends gonna watch it, your family's gonna watch it.
Kind of. I never really thought of it that way. I think more than anything now, I think there's like a pressure to use your platform for like good, and it doesn't matter. Like even the other day, I saw a comment on someone's video. Maybe it was like from Keaton's video with us, and they were like, "If you guys are like with your privilege, like you guys should be helping people and doing all this stuff." And I'm like, "Okay, like you actually have no idea how much I am helping the people in my life, but I'm not gonna tweet, hey, I just paid some." You know what I mean? Like.
Right.
It's like inappropriate. Right. And I'm like, also like the, I don't know. I think that they just, it's more so just like kind of, there's a little bit more pressure, which is needed. And I understand like there's like a responsibility with the platform. It's just a little bit annoying when people assume that you're doing nothing, when I'm not going to like blast that. But I also kind of appreciate that there is a pressure because I do think that we should be using these for good. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. Okay. So you kind of mentioned earlier, you moved to LA, finished your high school online, right? And you decided to move to LA because of your YouTube career, because your team was there.
Yeah.
If I did my research right, you moved to LA pretty much a month short of your 18th birthday. Was that?
Yeah, okay. I was turning 18 that summer.
Okay. How was that experience for you? Like, did you have to find a legal guardian, or like were your parents moving with you for a month until you're legally 18 and being an adult and stuff?
You just have to have a guarantor, which most people have to have a guarantor anyways. So a lot of people, what a guarantor is basically like a it's not even always a legal guardian. Actually, maybe a guarantor is, and then I'm forgetting all this because I haven't had to do this in years. But basically, my parents were on the lease, and that's how you make it legal. But once we had that lease, it wasn't that much longer. I think it was like 6 weeks or something until I turned 18. So it wasn't like the biggest deal in the world. And my roommate was actually starting school at FITM. And so we needed to move in at that time. And like we needed to move in together because it wasn't going to be like, I didn't want to pay rent when I wasn't living there. And obviously I wasn't going to have to pay all the rent. So
Right. Because I moved to the United States too when I was 17. I am 25 now. But I moved there in January and I didn't turn 18 until August. So I had to find like legal guardian. And thankfully, like my mom has a friend here. So I kind of moved in with her and she became my legal guardian. When I turned 18, my family wasn't here. And I am so upset. Well, I was upset. I'm not upset anymore. But like I was so upset because I am such a birthday person. Like I love birthdays. Yeah. I love celebrating birthdays.
Tell my boyfriend.
So when I should have had a boyfriend back then. But they sent me a huge care package. It was very sweet of them. So I want to know like your experience because you just moved in and a month after that you turned 18. Like, were you back home for your birthday? Like, were you celebrating your birthday alone?
So I had already been traveling to LA a ton. And so I already had a lot of friends out there. So at that point, I felt like one of my best friends and my childhood best friend had actually just moved to San Diego. So a lot of the people, not all of them, because my hometown friends who still live here are literally the best people in the world. And like some of my closest friends to this day, most of them are actually. But at the time, I think I was in this weird phase of like, there was a lot more going on at home that made it a lot easier for me to leave. And then it was just weird phase of like, I wasn't really super interested in just like the typical high school stuff, which I should have been. And I regret, like, I wish that I was, and I was so involved in my school. Like, I was in student council, I was president, I did all this stuff, but like, there was a lot of things that I just didn't feel like I like connected with at the time. Looking back on it, I'm like, I wish I would have just been like a normal freaking kid, you know, like it was stupid. But at the time I felt like a lot of the people that I was closest with just in like what I was doing actually were like living in LA or moving to LA. So when I moved there, I actually had a lot of friends already. I didn't just like move to this new city unannounced or anything like that. And then for my 18th birthday, I actually went to visit my like childhood best friend in San Diego, and our other best friend from Texas went and visited. So I spent it with them.
That's awesome, though. That's great. Because I feel like if you just moving into a new city and then you're celebrating your birthday alone, like, I don't know, feeling lonely and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
So I kind of want to know, like, have you felt lonely living by yourself, though? I mean, I love living by myself. I love my space. And I have Hazel with me. But sometimes I wish that my family were here with me, you know? Have you felt that living by yourself?
Oh, 100%. Yes, I have felt lonely so many times. So I had a roommate, then I got my own place. I lived by myself for like a year and a half in my one bedroom apartment. Then I got a house in the valley, and then I had some roommates, and then now I'm living back by myself again. And even when I had roommates in my last house, we all worked and were never really home. And I actually, like, one of them is like a great friend of mine and I literally adore her. She's the greatest person ever. But I think I felt so lonely, not so lonely, but there were definitely times that I felt very lonely. And I was like, I wish I could just drive down the street to my parents' house. Like, I just feel, you know, it can be kind of isolating. I think LA specifically is like a very big city, and just the way of life kind of makes it a little bit more difficult to regularly see your friends, whether it be traffic or schedules or whatever. It's like a fast-paced, slow-paced city, and people don't always just like, you can't just like necessarily call someone and be like, hey, come over all the time. It's just like a different kind of dynamic. I mean, you can, but you know what I'm saying. So anyways, it's a lot easier in a place like Texas or any other state, basically, to just go randomly see your friends, because you can't really just stop by your friend's house midday for an hour, because that friend could live an hour from you in traffic. But yeah, I definitely felt very lonely. That was one of the biggest reasons I was excited to at least live like mainly in Texas, because I was like, I really actually do live down the street from my dad now. And like, even last week or 2 weeks ago, before all this craziness happened, before I went out of town, I was working from home that day, and I texted him and I was like, hey, because he also works from home, I was like, do you want to come work from home for my house? And it was just cool, because I literally grew up doing
that. That is awesome.
Yeah, so like, that's really helpful. But I definitely did feel lonely.
And what helped you in the past going through that feeling of loneliness?
I think it's a combination of, it's important to be able to be alone, and then also putting yourself out there. So even for example, like, I have so many friends in LA that I could have easily reached out to, and there were days that I did and days that I didn't. And I think while it's really important, I've noticed for me, for some reason, I really don't like Saturdays. And it's really bizarre, but I'm like, it's because I like structure, and Saturdays are typically like, you don't have structure. Like, I don't have school, I don't have whatever, I don't have meetings, I don't have podcasts, and I like to have things to go to. And I'm like, I feel like I feel the loneliest on Saturdays, because I'm more alone. I have to go like make plans to see friends, and I will go see friends, but it's like this really weird, I would get in my head a lot more. And so for example, like, if I know that I'm going to feel that way, I would schedule things. I'd be like, hey, Texas friend, like, text, like, I always say you have to be a friend in order to have a friend. So often people will kind of really get in their heads and be really upset and kind of isolate themselves and be like, oh my gosh, like, they're not reaching out to me, like, I don't have any friends, blah blah blah. And it's like, okay, but have you ever reached out to them? No. You know?
Right.
I think while it's really important to actually be alone, I think regardless, or be okay with being alone regardless, we need human interaction. So I just make myself kind of make plans and stuff, which wasn't always the easiest. For some reason, it's really difficult to do that sometimes. So I would force myself to go see friends and whatever that might be for the day.
And how did you find your community, and how did you find your friends, or how did you find your people in a big city like LA?
So part of it was through YouTube. I had a lot of friends from that already, but like 90% of it was from my church. So I kind of lucked out because they had such a strong community. So I made like pretty much all of my friends through my church there. And then I had a lot of other friends from like YouTube stuff or whatever before I had started going. So I had those friends a lot of them actually ended up going to the church. So mainly it was that, and I ended up going to the school there. So obviously I'm going to be around people who are around my age every single day. And that's how I made my friends. Like people that I talk to every single day are mainly from that.
I see. That's awesome. You know, with the current outbreak of coronavirus, I mean, everyone is encouraged to self-quarantine themselves, to isolate themselves, and to practice social distancing. And during this time, if you don't have that community, and if you don't have anybody to reach out to, it's very easy for us to fall into depression and anxiety. It's easy for us to feel alone in this chaos. Honestly, for me, at first I wasn't worried because I feel like I wasn't educated enough. I mean, I didn't follow the news. I didn't really know what's going on. And then I went to grocery store and people were going nuts. I saw empty shelves and it just started to like hit me. People who have lost their loved ones or their job, my heart breaks for them. And I actually heard some people saying that they lost their retirement savings because the economy is crashing. If you even turn on the TV, like it's all bad news all around us. So I kind of want to know if you're feeling up or if you're willing to be vulnerable here, how are you really? Like, how are you in this COVID situation and how do you stay positive in these crazy times?
Yeah, I mean, it's actually crazy. I don't want to say like, I don't think anyone knew it would be this bad by any means. I actually think that there were a lot of people who did know it was going to be this bad who maybe didn't communicate that too. But
yeah,
at the beginning when it hit like the US news, like people were not taking it seriously and it was just bizarre. Yeah. My stepmom's actually a doctor and she's tested like multiple people positive and all this stuff. And she told me and my boyfriend like weeks ago that this is going to be very, very, very serious. And like, they told us everything that was going to happen. And for some reason, me being the 22-year-old YouTuber, I think I know everything. I'm like, no, I don't think so. Because I saw this other doctor on social media and he said that it's being overhyped. Like there were so many doctors online who are actually doctors saying that this is going to be overhyped and blah, 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 whatever. I actually made my boyfriend self-quarantine with me. So I'm actually not by myself because I would literally go crazy being by myself in this house for however long. I feel very, very grateful in the sense that my job, I work for myself. So it's, and I already worked from home. So it wasn't crazy, crazy disrupted in the parts where like, I think every single day my heart breaks for anyone losing their jobs, but especially the people who have families and they're they feel that added responsibility. There's this organization in LA I've talked about so much over the past week, but it's Baby to Baby. And they help a lot of babies just in poverty. And they have these baby bundles and they're an incredible organization. I was in there one day with them with like my school and there was this video that they shared and they said something on the lines of people are typically just two paychecks away from poverty and a lot of them don't even know it. So the amount of people who are that close to homelessness and don't know most of America lives paycheck to paycheck. So just in the sense of like, yeah, this is horrible for the economy. I mean, like the amount of money that I've heard people lost in stocks, like what you were saying about like retirement and stuff, like that's very real and that is so horrible, like it's awful. But I also just like, I can't stop thinking about the people who are literally like potentially homeless because of this. I don't know, like we don't know what's gonna happen. I hope that something happens to where that's not gonna be the case. I think so often people are like, this is gonna kill our economy, and like that is obviously terrible, killing the economy. I mean, the amount of people who are just like completely have lost everything is so sad, or the small businesses that have closed and all that stuff. So I just keep thinking about those people and like ways to help. And yeah, I think I just keep thinking about the people who are like really, really affected by this, that are losing their jobs and losing their paychecks, and how scary that has to, like that is for I think everyone. So yeah. I feel like very grateful, but I'm also like more so looking into ways to help people. A lot of my friends are not getting paid and they're college students who live on their own for like 2 months. So like that's been like a big thing that I've like been able to help with. But yeah, I mean, I think it is a really, really scary time. Also just, I mean, take out all of that and just like being locked in your house for a month. While I love being at home and I'm a homebody already, I am like, oh my gosh, I think I'm actually going to go crazy. So I've just been trying to keep on like a routine and keep some amount of like normalcy. So like a routine or whatever. I don't think I've been that great about it this week, but like next week, I'm definitely going to have to put it into play. It just doesn't feel real, you know?
Right. I am absolutely with you because I am such a routine person and I can't follow my routine because everything is closed. You know, like gym is closed, like restaurants are closed. So like all of that kind of stuff. How do you do your hot Pilates at home?
So they actually have a YouTube channel and I've kind of adjusted to it because I haven't really been able to do it here. There is actually a studio, Class Studios in Dallas, shout out, love them. They have a class that's like really, really, really similar that I love, that I have started taking. But like my true Hot Pilates in LA, they have a YouTube channel. If you just like search Hot Pilates Shannon on YouTube, you can watch it. So I have been doing a few of those things from home. I ordered a bunch of like at home workout stuff. Also, everyone kept making fun of me because I want to make my garage, like half of it's a big garage, like half of my garage an at home gym. And everyone was like, you have so many memberships in so many places. That's so ridiculous. And like, yeah, I agreed with them at the time, but I was still wanting to do it. And now I'm like, okay, look at all of you guys. This stuff is all closed and I should have had my at home gym, but I didn't. Because of all the haters in my life. I've just been doing like Hot Pilates on YouTube and stuff like that, but I've only worked out like twice this week, which is not normal for me. I need to get back on that. I think I'm just not an at-home workout person and I'm gonna have to become one. Like there's no option at this point. I'm not gonna not work out, so I've got to figure that out. I ordered a new Lululemon mat actually before all this. And then do you know what Bala bangles are?
No, what is it?
They're really cute like ankle weights, and you can put them around your wrist.
I think I've heard about that.
Yeah, they're really cute. So I mean I've used them in my workout classes, but I ordered some for myself, so that's exciting. And that's also a small business, so there's just like a few things that I'm like, okay, I need to get all these things too to add to this routine because I'm gonna actually just get through. But
what are you doing? I still have to go to work because I work in a lab, so I have to go work 3 times out of the 5 days. So like the 2 days I'm home, like I still do my job from, you know, my laptop and stuff, but I'm really struggling sticking to my routine in this time.
Okay, so I think we have to make the best of this time, basically.
My number one thing is
I would say unless it's the weekend, like don't sleep in and don't just kind of like lounge around and be a little bit lazy. I had this whole, like I just posted this whole, like my work from home morning routine, which is basically like mainly my morning routine. And it's my normal morning routine, but I had to make adjustments, right? So like I can't go work out where I normally work out every morning because, you know, I can't leave my house closed regardless. So things like that I've had to switch. So it's like you just have to make adjustments and kind of, I think it's really healthy to stick to a schedule. And I think even if that does not sound fun and you're so unmotivated, making yourself do that, you will feel so much better. Like the days that I've actually done that versus I'm not, I feel so much better when I'm doing that. I'm also someone who struggles with anxiety and depression in my life. So it's like this is the scary time, I think, people with and mental health, because it's like, oh well, this is pretty much everything you're not supposed to do is be stuck inside your house for a month, right? And I think it's just like I'm trying to view this as a time where I can do a bunch of things that I've wanted to do but didn't have time, like inside my house. So if it's like learning something new, like I literally just ordered a keyboard. This is mainly for my boyfriend, but like that's not really for me. But I'm like learning anything. You can basically learn any craft on YouTube. Doing different at-home workouts, doing different home projects, like things like that. Just kind of utilizing your time. I was talking to my boyfriend. I'm like, I bet you anything, everyone's going to come out of quarantine and they're going to be like, I'm more exhausted than ever. I'm so tired. I don't want to go back. Like, you think everyone's going to be like, really, you know, but it's like, if you don't use this time to actually rest and be productive, you're actually going to come out of this feeling worse. So I think it's like, it is what it is right now. And Texas is not like mandated to stay home right now or whatever. I know California is. I don't know if any other, I don't know what it is as of right now. Actually, maybe we are. I don't know. I haven't checked the news since last night, but I know that things are like ordered to shut down and stuff, but if you're not staying at home, you need to be staying at home. Like there are people like my stepmom who she literally has cancer and has to be working right now. Like this is like so, it's so ridiculous that people are not staying home. It like makes me want to like scream. But I think just stay home and make the best of it. I made a like, I don't like the word bucket list for this time, but like a list of things to do for when I'm bored or like there's so many things that you really can do inside your house. And I know it doesn't sound fun and this really is like kind of really not worst case scenario right now. I think just making a schedule and making a list of things to do and kind of keeping yourself as busy as possible. Also at the same time, taking this time to rest and like lay around and you can literally do nothing, you know?
Yeah. Okay, I don't know why I have this urge to tell you this story, but I feel like God put this urge in my heart to share this story with you and with everyone. And hopefully this story can encourage you or them in any way they need. So the past few months, I've been struggling with the thoughts of the unknown. Like I have this immigration stuff that I'm worried about. I am worried about the future and I kind of feel lost. I feel like I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know why I'm here or like family is not here with me. All of that kind of stuff is just like inside my mind and I can't can let it out. And earlier this month, I went to North Carolina with my friend, and we decided to go to Elevation Church. We were there for the service, and in the middle of worship, Carrie Jobe came in.
Oh my gosh, were you there for the blessing?
Yes!
Oh my gosh, okay, sorry. I knew it. I'm so jealous. Sorry, continue.
Oh my gosh, Carrie Jobe came in, and she started like saying that they make a new song, and then they started singing the blessing, and it's my favorite song ever right now. Like, it's crazy. And then in the middle of like worshiping and hearing that song, I can hear a very clear voice. Don't worry, I know what I'm doing. And in that moment, I broke down into tears. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this saying goes to you, and this saying goes to everyone too in the middle of this situation. I want to encourage you and everyone who's listening to this that God is for you and He knows what He's doing. So hold on to your faith and always have your faith above your fear.
Yeah. So first off, I'm literally so jealous you were there. I have that loop on my TV every morning. I mean, honestly, more than just every morning, like all throughout the day. If you guys haven't listened to this, I think they did put it on Spotify already.
They did it yesterday, I think.
They had this, Elevation is a really big church, and then they had, my aunt actually goes there, but it was Elevation, and then Carrie Jobe and Cody Carnes. I believe that's all. But anyways, basically, they have this song that they wrote called The Blessing, and it's like this 12-minute like worship set. You can find it on YouTube. It's beautiful to watch. I just have it on loop, and you can listen to it on Spotify. It's really encouraging, and it's really great. I think for me, that is the thing that kind of keeps me sane. I'm so into my routine, but like it's not like my routine that keeps me sane. It's like what I do in my routine that keeps me sane. I don't know. Like it's like touchy because it's like, I don't want to be like, oh, all this horrible stuff is happening. But like people who don't know God are going to be like, what the hell? Like, you know what I mean? Like it sounds crazy.
Yeah.
But I really do think that like things are all worked out for the better. And in this like really heartbreaking time, like there is a God that love comforts you. And especially for those, I mean, not even especially, I mean, for anyone, but for those with anxiety and all of that, like, I don't think that, like, just, you don't just, like, pray it away necessarily. I think that there are some people that works for, but I also think that God has given us tools, like therapy and medicine and whatever that might be to kind of, like, heal us or to make it better. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, I actually posted a story that's, like, a highlight on my Instagram, but I was, like, kind of, let me even look at what I said. It was, like, something about my morning routine and how this is kind of what keeps me sane. Like my morning reading routine.
Oh, I'm like, is really it like your devotions? I feel like I saw that.
Yeah, a lot of resources on there, and I linked a bunch of stuff. So I'm really into, and like I've not been on my game this week. Like I normally wake up and this is what I do, and I have the blessing lately on loop. But there's so many different ways, like whether it's devotion, like a devo book, or like something in the Bible, or another just like normal book, not even normal book, like Christian book or whatever it might be. Like my morning like reading time that I spend as like my devotion time is like the only thing that keeps me sane. Like if I don't do that in the morning or at some point in the day, but mainly for me, it works for me in the morning. I know it's different for everyone else. I kind of just go crazy throughout the day. So I've noticed that that actually really, really helps me. And it gives me like this like overwhelming sense of peace, even though right now the world is like the craziest, I think that we probably have ever seen it and so uncertain. Like in what world did we think that we were going to be locked inside of our house for like a month plus? You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. I got three last questions for you. The first one is probably more for me, but what would you say to people who are starting up their podcast or their YouTube channel? Like, how do you stay motivated to do so? Or do you have any like tips on that?
Yes. Okay. So I've said this before, but I think it's a lot more about discipline than it is about motivation. So, and this, you could apply this to a workout or a new hobby that you're trying to pick up or a new skill or whatever. But I think we can't really live life off of feelings, and motivation is kind of a feeling. You have to be disciplined in order if like this is something you really want to do. It's really important to be consistent and to be posting weekly or bi-weekly, whatever your schedule is. If you can do weekly, like weekly is really, really, I think, where it's at. And then I think half of the struggle with starting a podcast is actually starting. So kudos to you, because that really is like, I think that's the biggest hurdle for people is like the first episode, like actually launching all of that. And then from there, I think really important to stay consistent. It's something that I truly love to do. So I don't feel like it's like, oh, I'm disciplined to do this. I'm not motivated. Like I really enjoy it. I love talking to people. I love talking to like my viewers and all of that. But I think also people like seriously want to do this and they complain and it's like, okay, well, you didn't even try, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So second to last question, what would you say to your younger self?
I think I would say chill out. Like I was so in high school, I was so ready to like get out and all of this. And then I look back back and it's like, I actually loved my high, and I loved my high school while I was there. But I think especially just with anxiety and with all these things, like I felt like I didn't really like, I felt like I didn't really fully fit in, which if you were someone around me, you would think that's crazy, but also like, you're not me. You know what I mean? Like it was like this weird, I just always felt like I was so ready to like get out and work and I loved what I was doing. And I found what I loved to do a lot earlier than most people. So like, I wasn't really that whole thing. And I wish that I would have just slowed down and enjoyed it more while I was there rather than just being like, I have to move. I have to do all this stuff, you know?
Yeah. Did you feel like you grew up too quickly? Like you mature up too quickly?
I feel like, I mean, my parents had like a really nasty divorce. I had the best family in the entire world and I had a great home life, but also at the same time, like there was a lot of things that were like really hard growing up. So I think as far as like growing up too quickly, it was more due to that than it was like job stuff. But then once I found what I love to do, I was so ready to do it. And I think I wish I would have just like, there's a lot of like really, really big YouTubers now who are high school age. And I tell them all the same thing. I'm like, enjoy it while you're there, like you have so much time. You don't, and I think like I put so much pressure on myself that I had to be something at it by a certain age that like just didn't make sense. And now that I'm 22 and it's like I'm not really where I pictured myself to be when I was like 18 at 22, but I'm a lot happier and a lot filled than I would be if I was where I thought I had to be at 18. And also on top of that, like giving yourself the freedom to change your mind, like I was so hard on myself and I moved out young, so I was like, I can't go back on what I said because I made such a big deal of this and I even moved out early. And it's like, no, like you still can give yourself grace to kind of reroute yourself. And like, for me more so, it was like listening to God over listening to myself. I do feel like I grew up a little bit too fast, but I think it was more due to like family problems than it was my job. But I think that was kind of like a byproduct of it.
Gotcha. Okay, last question. What's on your mind right now?
Honestly, this sounds so ridiculous, but I'm like love reading. And normally I read a lot of like other kinds of books that I'm reading right now, but I've talked about this so many times, Jessica Simpson's book. It was so freaking good. And I don't know if it's because like I love Jessica Simpson. I didn't realize how much of a boss she is. Like, I don't know if anyone knows this. Jessica Simpson Collection made $1 billion in annual sales in 2014. Like, unreal. She's a boss. Anyways, I read her book and I feel like I actually connected to a lot of it. She grew up in Texas. Like, we grew up even in like the same chain of churches there. Like, it was just like something else. Yeah. So I was like, oh my gosh, I actually guessed that. So I love that book. Now I'm reading Demi Moore's book, which is also amazing. So I don't know what it is, but there's something about like stories right now, like people's stories that I'm like into outside of like obviously all that's going on in the world. But yeah, that's like, I don't know. I just keep talking about it. Like it's literally, I finished up like 2 weeks ago. Like it's really something.
That is awesome. All right. Thank you again, Kenzie, for being here and sharing your positive attitude in this podcast. I really appreciate it.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for having me. I'm honored.
Before we go, where can people find you? Gush yourself up because why not?
You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter at Kenzie Elizabeth. And then my podcast is I Love You So Much with Kenzie Elizabeth.
Yeah. And I really love your podcast. So guys, give that podcast a listen. Okay. I will have the information in the description below. And now we just say bye on three. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Bye.
Bye.
So that is all I got for you guys today. What do you guys think? Let me know what you guys think. DM me on Instagram at MichelleACR or at What's On Your Mind Podcast. Share this one with your friends and your family and post it on your Instagram stories. You can tag me on it. You can tag Kenzie on it. And you guys can let us know that you're listening to this podcast. Also, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Play, or wherever you listen to your podcast so you don't miss out on next week's episode. All right, guys, stay safe, stay inside if you can. I love you guys, and I'll catch you guys next week. Bye.